Übrigens die most auspicious appearance from Sri Advaita Acharya, one of the members of the Panchatattva, very, very special guru for devotees. With the special blessings of the Panchatattva, we have this wonderful opportunity to chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Kaleva Shan, Kaleva Jana, Asayaka Mahaguna, Kirtana, Deva Krishnasya, Mukta Singh, Paramajat. My dear King, this age of Kali is an ocean of fault, a vast ocean of inauspiciousness, but there is one good quality. And what is that? Simply by chanting the names of God, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, one can perfect his life and go back home, back to Godhead. So this chanting, as Prabhupada said, this simple and sublime process of chanting Hare Krishna is the special mercy of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Krishna Vanam Tusha Krishna Shanga Panga Shikarshana Yadmaya Sankitantaya Ijantihi Sumedha Saha. That Lord who was our Lord, Pramhanaya, Lord of our life, Sri Krishna, who appeared in the pearl yoga in bluish black form, Shamsundar, has now appeared in the most wonderful form, Lord Garuda, Lord Gaurasundar, to the leader of the process, the Yuga Dharma of chanting the holy names, and he is accompanied by his very associates. And I see Krishna chanting the Guru Chananda, Shri Advaita Gadadana, Shri Vasari Guru, Bhakti Vrindam. One time in France, Srila Prabhupada wrote us a letter, we were inquiring if we could take the deities of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Nityananda on Sankirtan. In our traveling Sankirtan party in our best program. This is in the early 70s. Prabhupada had no objection, but he said, actually, for the Sankirtan devotees, number one, the deity of the sage is Panchatattva. And so he said, just take a photo of Panchatattva in your Sankirtan, then that will, the Lord will be with you. So, Panchatattva. And of course, Advaita Acharya is one of the members of that, one of the principal members of the Panchatattva. Mahavishnu Avatar. And together, the members of the Panchatattva distributed, they broke open the storehouse of love of God and further distributed it to everyone in this age. So it's a special day, leading up to the appearance day of Lord Nityananda Prabhu. And then to the appearance day of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Gaur Purnima. So this is a special, this part of the year is a very special part of the year for the devotees as we enter into this particular day. So I thought that we could read from Adi Lila, Volume 1, Chapter 6, a few verses about Sri Advaita Acharya, and then we'll elaborate a little bit more, and hopefully during the day we can have more kirtan. This is one time Prabhupada, the devotees were asking about worshipping Shishya Gauranitai, because Prabhupada wanted actually that, at one time he asked that the deities of Gauranitai be distributed widely. The devotees could make little Gauranitai deities and distribute them, and one disciple questioned, but how will they all understand the process of deity worship? He said, the way that we worship Gauranitai is just by chanting kirtan. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare. Because when we serve the deity form of the Lord, we are offering them what pleases them the most. So what pleases Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, Sri Advaita, Vandadhar, and Srivas, what pleases them the most is this process. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. It's like you like it when someone says your name, right? Someone says, Kalindi, But if no one inquires about you, then you feel sad and lonely, right? If no one ever said, where's Kalindi, or how's Kalindi? No one ever wrote her a letter, or Sachi Baby, or Sachi Mata. chance, all the, even if no one ever inquired about you, that it, you know. So Krishna, just as we like to reciprocate with Krishna, so Krishna also likes to reciprocate with his devotee. This is the meaning of loving exchanges. At least in our Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya, we understand this principle, that just as we're longing to associate with Krishna, Krishna is also longing to associate with his devotee. In fact, Prabhupada said, Krishna wants that we go back to Godhead even more than we do. So just like you say someone's name, oh, thank you. Right? But then Krishna likes to hear his name chanted also. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Like so one time, Srila Prabhupada told Tamal Krishna Maharaj, if someone just once chants this Hare Krishna, then Krishna looks at them, he tracks that person down and brings him to his lotus feet. So consciously or unconsciously, if one chants the holy name, then Krishna starts looking for you. So this whole process has been introduced by the mercy of the Pancha Tattva. So this is a very, very, very auspicious day. So the best way to observe these days is to hear the glories of that personality. Holy days like Ekadasi and Janmashtami are the mothers of devotion for devotees who properly respect them. So how do we properly respect or enter into the sublime nature of this day? We hear. This is actually what association means. Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha, Savashastakwe, Labamate, Sadhu Sangha, Savasiddhihoi. It is recommended that we associate with devotees. We associate with the Lord. So how do we associate? What is the best way to associate with someone? To just look at them? Yeah, that's all right. Just to look upon the body of the Vaishnava, it's purifying. To look, to touch, the Vaishnava's body is purifying, just like iron is into fire. It takes on the qualities of fire. So the Vaishnava, Manchayo Vibhichayana Bhakti Yogena Sevate Sadhunan Samachityaitan Brahma Guryo Kalpate. One who is fully immersed in Krishna consciousness transcends the modes of nature and comes to the level of Brahman. So when he is engaged, then his whole life becomes auspicious. And just to glance upon a Vaishnava means Hare Krishna. You immediately think of Krishna. That's why it's so important for the members of the Krishna consciousness, as far as possible, to wear this devotional attire. As Prabhupada said, he said one time Jayananda walked into the room and Prabhupada said, oh, here comes Jayananda. How many of you have heard that tape? The tape. Prabhupada said, oh, here comes Jayananda. Jayananda was dressed in saffron and he was a very wonderful devotee, so he was always very effulgent, effulgent brahmachari. So when he comes down under, he looks just like Lord Chaitanya. He said, I was thinking of Lord Chaitanya when I saw you. So it's very important to wear this Vaishnava attire because it immediately brings remembrance of Krishna. But that's not the only way that we associate with the Vaishnava. Prabhupada said, the way we associate with Vaishnava is we hear from those Vaishnavas. Shushusho shudadanasya vasudeva kataruchi siyan mahatsevyavya. That by serving those devotees who are freed from all vice, great service is done. By such service, one gains an affinity for hearing about the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So how do we associate with those devotees? We hear from those devotees. We hear their realizations, their activities, their pastimes. So Sri Dvaitacharya, although he's God, he appears in the mood of a devotee. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mood. He came as a devotee. So they're introducing this mood of devotional service to the Lord. So we just hear about his pastimes. We can become inspired. This is the nature of a great soul. An ordinary soul, his pastimes, whatever, his activities, they're only good to the day he dies and then finish. But a saintly person, he lives forever by his divine instructions and the follower lives with him. Prabhupada wrote this at the end of Chaitanya Charitamrita, glorifying his Guru Maharaj, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati. He lives forever by his divine instructions, and his follower lives with him. Just by hearing his instructions, hearing of his pastimes, it's a transcendental phenomena. We have their direct association. Prabhupada said, do not think that when you are praying to these acharyas, they are not hearing and reciprocating with you. And one time Prabhupada said, specifically on days like this, appearance and disappearance day, we can pray to them. One time Prabhupada said, my Guru Maharaj, he was such an exalted soul, how you can approach him? You have to approach through evam parantara praptanu manvajasayu vidu, so this disciplic succession. But he said, on days like this, he said, the grandfather is more merciful than the father, so you can pray to him on his appearance day or disappearance day. But days like this, the appearance of Advaita Acharya, we can establish that transcendental connection by speaking about their glories and remembering their instructions and vowing to apply them even more, with more determination than our lives. These days are full of transcendental potency. They're not ordinary days. Therefore, in Nectar Devotion, it says that one should not fail to observe such festivals. If one does so, then one cannot advance properly in Krishna consciousness, because these personalities are, their mercy is very much manifest. It's always there, but it becomes concentrated on days like this. So let us hear some of the glories of Sri Advaita Acharya, and then we can speak a little bit more, and then tonight we can properly glorify Sri Advaita Acharya by having a big kirtan. Last night was just a warm-up, just to kind of warm you up, right? And this morning was just a little bit, get the fire going, right? And then tonight, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Nama, Hare Nama. Sri Advaita Acharya ki. So we'll chant one verse from Adi Leela. This is text number one. Daya Daya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Daya Daya Chandra Jaya Gura Bhakti Vrinda. Daya Daya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Daya Daya Chandra Jaya Gura Bhakti Vrinda. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Jaya Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakti Vrinda. Vande Tam Shriman Advaita Charyam Abhuta Chishtitam Rasya Prashadam Ragnar Pintat Swarupam Nirupayat Banditam Shrimad Advaita Charyam Abhuta Chishtitam Yasya prasada bhagyo pitat svarupa nupayat. Manditam shumadda dvaita chayam madhuta chashtitam. Yasya prasada bhagyo pitat svarupa nupayat. Tam Shrimad Advaita Chayam Abhuta Chishtitam. Yasya Prasada Bhagyo Pitat Sarupam Nirupayat. Mandetam Shrimad Advaita Chayam Abhuta Chishtitam. Mandetam Shrimad Advaita Chayam. Yasya prasada gyopi tat svarupam nirupaye. Mandi. I offer my respectful obeisances. Tuam. Unto him. Shriman. With all opulences. Advaita chayam. Shri Advaita Charya, Om Buddha Cheshtitam, whose activities are wonderful, Yasya, of whom, Prashadat, by the mercy, Agyarapi, even a foolish person, Tatsvarupam, his characteristics, Nirupayat, may describe. Translation. I offer my respectful obeisances unto Sri Advaita Acharya, whose activities are all wonderful. By his mercy, even a foolish person can describe his characteristics. Text 2. Daya daya sita tanya daya nityananda daya dvaita chandra daya gaura bhakta vrindam. All glories to Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. All glories to Lord Nityananda. All glories to Advaita Charya. And all glories to all the devotees of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Pancha shloke kaliya Sri Nityananda tattva shlokodai kahi Advaita Charya Mahatattva. In 5 verses I have described the principle of Lord Nityananda. Then in the following 2 verses I describe the glories of Sri Advaita Acharya. Lord Advaita Acharya is the incarnation of Mahavishnu, whose main function is to create the cosmic world to the actions of Maya. Because he is non-different from Hari, the Supreme Lord, he is called Advaita. And because he propagates the cult of devotion, he is called Acharya. He is the Lord and incarnation of the Lord's devotee. Therefore, I take shelter of him. Sri Advaita Acharya is indeed directly the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself. His glory is beyond the conception of ordinary living beings. Mahavishnu performs all the functions for the creation of the universes. Sri Advaita Acharya is his direct incarnation. That Purusha creates and maintains with his external energy. He creates innumerable universes in his pastimes. By his will, he manifests himself in unlimited forms in which he enters each and every universe. Sri Advaita Acharya is a plenary part of the Purusha, and so is not different from him. Indeed, Sri Advaita Acharya is not separate, but is another form of that Purusha. He helps in the pastimes of the Purusha, and his material energy and by whose will he creates innumerable universes. Sri Advaita Acharya is all auspicious for the world, and he is the reservoir of all auspicious attributes. His characteristics, activities, and name are always auspicious. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Sri Advaita Prabhu, who is an incarnation of Mahavishnu, is an Acharya, or teacher. All his activities and all the other activities of Vishnu are auspicious. Anyone who can view the all-auspiciousness in the pastimes of Lord Vishnu also becomes auspicious simultaneously. Therefore, since Lord Vishnu is the fountainhead of all auspiciousness, anyone who is attracted by the devotional service of Lord Vishnu can render the greatest service to human society. Rejected persons of the material world who refuse to understand pure devotional service as the eternal function of the living entities and as actual liberation of the living entity from conditional life become bereft of devotional service because of their poor fund of knowledge. In the teachings of Advaita Prabhu, there is no question of fruitive activity or impersonal liberation. Bewildered by the spell of material energy, however, persons who could not understand that Advaita Prabhu is non-different from Vishnu wanted to follow him with their impersonal conceptions. The attempt of Advaita Prabhu to punish them is also auspicious. Lord Vishnu and his activities can bestow all good fortune, directly and indirectly. In other words, being favored by Lord Vishnu and being punished by Lord Vishnu, one and the same, because all the activities of Vishnu are absolute. According to some, Mangala was another name of Advaita Prabhu. As the causal incarnation of the Lord, or Lord Vishnu's incarnation for a particular occasion, he is the supply agent of ingredient in material nature. However, he is never to be considered material. All his activities are spiritual. Anyone who hears about and glorifies him becomes glorified himself, but such activities free one from all kinds of misfortune. One should not invest any material contamination or impersonalism in the Vishnu form. Everyone should try to understand the real identity of Lord Vishnu, for by such knowledge one can attain the highest stage of perfection. Om Gyanatamanandasya Ginangina Shilakaya Jakshanamilitam Jainatasmai Siguruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manavistam Stapitam Jainabhutale Shwamupakadamayam Tadanti Sva Padantikam Dai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasari Gaur Bhaktivrindam Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Om Om Him Shram Om Faram Tataka Hataka Kesha Kajalat Parikalocha Nibad Haraka Naka Sparsa Divasingha Namastate. So again, a day of auspiciousness. A pure day of Sri Advaita Charya, who along with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu introduced the Sankirtan movement. In Krishna Varam Tusha Krishnam Shangupanga Shiparshadam Yagnaya Sankirtan Bhaya Jantihi Sumeda Saha. In the age of Kali, people who are endowed with sufficient intelligence worship the Lord, who is accompanied by his associates by the performance of Sankirtan Yajna. In Kali Yuga, Krishna does not appear directly. Rather, he appears in a disguised form. Therefore, if you research the Vedas, you'll find that Krishna Shrayam Bhagavan, Ete Chamsa Kalopumsham Krishnashtu Bhagavan Shwayam. The original personality of Godhead, the fountainhead of all incarnations. He appears in three ages in his original transcendental form. In Bhagavad Gita, he refers like that, I appear, when I come in my original transcendental form. So that original transcendental form, that direct incarnation of the Lord, who manifests six opulences, he comes in Satya, Treta, and Dupura Yuga. And it's called Tri Yuga Avatar. Avatar is a better word than incarnation. Because incarnation, that's the best translation we have in our Western culture. Better word is avatar. Incarnation means into the flesh. And Krishna doesn't come into the flesh. He comes in his original form. Carne comes from the Latin verb meaning flesh. Reincarnation means to change the flesh, literally. Krishna doesn't come into the flesh, bones and blood and mucus and stool. He comes in his original spiritual form. So a better word is avatar. What does avatar mean? Avatar means one who descends in a self-same form from the spiritual sky. Krishna is called Avatari. He's the source of all the avatars, the incarnations of God. So he's Tri Yuga Avatar. In three ages he comes in his original transcendental form. But he doesn't come like that in the Kali Yuga. He doesn't come directly. It doesn't mean he doesn't come. But he comes in a disguised form. And why? Why doesn't Krishna just come and everybody, wow, Krishna, they all surrender, because they wouldn't surrender. Because envy is so strong in this age. Envy is the disease, it's the original disease, the cardinal sin, the fatal flaw of the living entity. Prabhupada defined that we left the spiritual world because at some point we became envious of Krishna. So that envy, just like a snake, by drinking milk, he accumulates more and more poison. So similarly, the more we engage in material activities which are adverse to service to God, the result is we become more and more envious of God. We've seen a snake. Remember once we went to a park, a snake park, in they got Schlung Park in South Africa. They have Schlung Park, snake park. So one day we went there. I think we went with the Girl Cool Kids. Anyway, we went and we saw they milked a snake. And they open up the mouth. They pinch the back of the head of the snake and he opens his mouth like that. And we saw that in the back there's two little pouches. And in those pouches they keep the venom. So they took some tweezers and they were dripping this horrible smelling, foul smelling. Even from where we were, we could smell just a few drops of venom of these boomschlangs. Boomschlangs are very dangerous snake. They're in the trees, and when you walk by, they drop on you, and they bite you and go away. Envious. So the more that they drink milk, the more a snake accumulates poison. So the more a living entity engages in activities which are independent of God, which are adverse to Krishna consciousness, he becomes more envious because he thinks, I am the enjoyer. And he becomes envious of one who's enjoying more. Krishna, by definition, is the supreme enjoyer. So people are very envious. Whereas in previous ages, people were more pious, at least there was a greater percentage of pious people. So as soon as Krishna would appear, what does Krishna say in the Bhagavad Gita? That when his holy name is chanted, the righteous become joyful. But what happens to the envious, the demoniac? They flee. So in previous ages, it was good for Krishna to come. Because just like a magnet draws, you know, another magnet, because of the same nature. So similarly, the Lord, when he appears, then he draws those devotees to him, just like that, like a magnet. But in Kali Yuga, it's the opposite effect. Did you ever take a magnet and turn it around? You have a magnet, and then another magnet, and you turn it around, and actually, they pull against each other. Well, don't pull, what's the word? They oppose, they push against the force is like that. So when Krishna appears, if Krishna were to appear in the Kali Yuga, the effect would be an adverse effect. People would become more envious. Krishna. Like the demons. Those are of demoniac nature. When Krishna appears, like Shishupal. When Shishupal made his took his birth. When he took birth, the first word out of his mouth was, Krishna, I hate him. It's the first thing Shishupal said. You know, we come out of the womb, gaga, goo. And Shishupal, where is Krishna? He was so envious of Krishna. Anytime he had an opportunity, he'd blaspheme Krishna. Krishna wanted to kill him, actually. But it was arranged that, you know, Krishna would tolerate him 100 times. 100 times he would tolerate his blasphemy. He could blaspheme Krishna 99 times and Krishna would titikshava. He would tolerate. But the 100th time, so at that ceremony, I think it was that they were electing the chief personality for the, perhaps it was the Rajasuya sacrifice. So Krishna's name was presented. Krishna as Purushottam. He's the greatest amongst men. Let him be the head of this yajna. What could be more auspicious? But Shishupal said, not Purushottam, Purushottam. Purushottam means the lowest amongst men. Number one insult. Who is this personality anyway? He appeared in a village, in a barn. In a jail he appeared. Number two. We cannot actually distinguish, you know, what is his caste, what is his varna, what is his ashram. Number three. And then four. And then five. And Krishna was just sitting. 99, 100. You see the picture, flying his head, flying to the air. He is so envious. So that is the nature of those who are envious of the Lord, that they become more envious in the Lord's presence. Just like when we present Krishna to the people, we have to also be careful, because one of the offenses against the Holy Name is to preach the glories, the intimate glories of the Holy Name to the faithless. Because when you preach confidential knowledge, because they cannot comprehend with their dull head, their dull wit, their dull heads, they go, oh, that's crazy. That Krishna's a blank, blank, blank. And by saying like that, they become more offensive and they go down, 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 down. So you can't preach the intimate glories to the faithless. You just have to give them Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Sometimes you can't even give them that. You just give them some prasadam. We were one time at New Mayapur. We left the community very early in the morning. I think just after Mangal Arati, we were going on Sankirtan in our truck. So we, you know, like Sankirtan devotees do, they get the special mercy. They get the maha. So we got all the maha of our Krishna Balaram deities, Krishna Balaram. Prabhupada installed them also. So we got the, you know, the rascalness of Lord Balaram. So we were driving away. And all of a sudden, this fox ran across the road and put the brakes on. And but we weren't quick enough, and a baby fox ran and we broke its. So I looked in the rearview mirror and it was, little foxes, like that. So I thought, what can we do? What mercy can we give this little fox? You know, prasadam. So I got out of the car and the fox, its little baby, was so cute, but its back was broken, so it couldn't move, but it was opening its mouth to bite us. We were coming like that, trying to bite. So I took a rascal and I, you know, oh, it's opening out. Where am I going to throw it in there, you know? Jai Balaram! And boom! And he died. Brahmananda Prabhu was in the back seat of the car, and when he saw that, he started crying. He was thinking, how merciful is Krishna that this little fox, he got the Mahaprasadam of Lord Balaram and just finished it. It's described that Mahaprasadam is the saliva of the Lord. So he just finished. And then that fox got liberated. He got some prasadam. So for those who are not able to take to Krishna consciousness in any other way, even the holy name sometimes, then, you know, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has created a movement which he says even logicians and students, they cannot avoid. Students are generally puffed up and, you know, meditating on their goal, material goal of life. So they're like sometimes the hardest to preach to. But even they cannot avoid the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He has so many weapons, the holy names, and prasadam, association with the devotees. So to think how to give Krishna consciousness to those who are envious. But we have to be discriminate sometimes, because if you preach too much philosophy, then immediately they may become offensive. So therefore Krishna doesn't appear, because it would be adverse. So how does he appear? He appears in a disguised form. If he appeared as Krishna, then people would want to imitate him. And there's already so many pseudo-incarnations. Prabhupada said, there's an incarnation of God on every street corner in India. Already the tendency is to imitate but not to follow. So much that tendency is there that if God were to appear, the people would want to imitate him rather than follow him. It's like Prabhupada said, there was once a man in Bombay, he learned to bark like a dog. Woof, 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 woof. And people were so fascinated by this, they were paying money to see him. They were coming to his circus or his tent, they were paying good money to come in and see this you know, person bark like a dog, the Prabhupada said, no one is interested to go see the real dog bark on the street. So Prabhupada said, in the same way, people are very interested to come see the pseudo-incarnation, but nobody wants to come to the temple and see the real avatar. In this age. So many pseudo-incarnations. There was one, he was claiming to be God, so one ISKCON devotee went to him. Sly Baba. You know Sly Baba? Satya Sai Baba. Sly Baba. So Sly Baba, you know, he's accepted by his followers as Bhagavan. So one day an ISKCON devotee approached him. You know, he went to the Bhakta class, right? In the Bhakta class you read, how do you challenge these people who say they're God? You ask them to manifest the universal form. Because that's one reason Krishna, Arjuna asked Krishna to manifest his universal form, because anyone in the future who claimed to be Krishna would also have to manifest a universal form to his followers. And only then could he be accepted as God, Asham Urdhva. Asham Urdhva means no one is equal to or greater than God. So if you're God, Sly, Baba, show us your universal form. So Sly Baba went, can you see? No, I can't see. So therefore, you're not God. So Sly Baba said, have you read Bhagavad Gita? And ISKCON devotee went, of course I've read Bhagavad Gita, and therefore I'm saying you're not God because I don't see your universal form. So you know what Sly did? He said, yes, you have not seen universal form because I am not giving the eyes to see like I gave to Arjuna. I gave the eyes to Arjuna. Behold my universal form. I give you divine eyes. But I'm not going to give them to you. You know why? You little rascal. Because you are not my devotee. I told my devotee Arjuna, because you are my friend as well as my devotee and you're never envious of me, therefore I give you this knowledge. But you're envious of me. So I'm not going to give it to you. And then later on he said, actually these Hare Krishnas are my best devotees. Sly Baba, he said, these Hare Krishnas are my best devotees. They don't know it yet. But when they surrender to me, they become non-envious of me, I will give them divine eyes. And they can. This business, so many imitation gods. So if Krishna were to appear directly, rather than follow, people would imitate. We'd have all the Sly Babas everywhere. So many gods. And no servants. So Krishna appears as a devotee. And as a devotee, in that disguised form as a devotee, he teaches us the process of service to God. Rather than trying to imitate God, he teaches us to serve God. He takes the position of a devotee. He becomes the supreme personality of servitor, Godhead. Although he's God, his intimate followers know it. The mass of people, being inspired by his transcendental pastimes, they follow his teachings. We should never think that because he's taken the position of the student that he's no longer the teacher. And Prabhupada gives the example, sometimes the teacher takes the pen, right, to teach the student, and he goes A, B, C. So some fool comes along and thinks, oh look, the teacher's also learning to write A, B, C. No. By his mercy, the teacher is teaching. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come, he's acting as a devotee, but we should remember he's always the teacher. He's the Adi Guru, he's the original Guru. So when Krishna comes, in any incarnation, he always comes with the entire spiritual world. Actually, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur describes that in the Tapura Yuga, Krishna was going to appear. And he asked Srimata Radharani to appear with him, and she said, I'm not going unless you bring all the gopas And all the gopis and the sakis and the manjaris and Govardhan Hill and the Jamuna River, I'm not going to come unless you bring all of that. So Krishna said, all right. So therefore, Goloka Vrindavan became Gokul Vrindavan. The exact replica of the spiritual world became manifested in the mundane world. And Prabhupada said, like a king, when he goes somewhere, he takes his entourage, he takes his queen, he takes his subjects, he takes his generals, his soldiers, his cavalry, his weapons, and he even takes, you know, there was one king in India, he used to go on campaign, he was very pious, he would only bathe in Ganges water. He was a king from Jaipur. And you go to Jaipur in the museum and you can see these huge brass urns, huge, bigger than Prabhupada's, taller than Prabhupada's Vyasasan, massive. He would only go on campaign if he had Ganges water. So he had like 10 or 20 of these things. They'd fill up with Ganga Jal. He'd go on campaign. He thought, I can win this battle if I daily take bath in the Ganges. And he did. He never lost a battle. So a king, he will go with his entourage and his paraphernalia. So Prabhupada says, when Krishna comes to this material world, he also comes with the whole spiritual world. You never really see a picture of Krishna alone. Krishna means Krishna and his devotee and the process of devotional service. These paintings where Krishna is like in the clouds or in a sea or something all alone, Prabhupada, these are not accurate. These are not bona fide, authorized. There has to be at least a cow or a bird or, you know, a gopi or a gopa. Better yet, ISKCON paintings where you're full of so many and devotees of the Lord. You never see a picture of Krishna alone. That's the Mayavadis, they say God is one. But to challenge this conception that God is one, the Lord appeared in Kali Yuga in five features to show the variegatedness of the Absolute Truth. Panchatapat makam krishnam bhakta rupas varupakam bhakta avataram bhakta kyam Namami Bhakta Shaktikam. Very important prayer from Chaitanya Charitamrita. Let me offer my obeisances unto Lord Shri Krishna, who manifested himself in five. As a devotee, expansion of a devotee, incarnation of a devotee, pure devotee, and the devotional energy. In other words, when Lord Chaitanya, Krishna comes, he comes with his expansion, Nityananda, his incarnation, Advaita Prabhu, his internal potency, Sri Gadadhar Prabhu, his marginal potency, Srivas Prabhu. And this is the complete absolute truth, the Lord and his energies. Not simply one spiritual energy, but variegatedness. Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Radhe Krishna Nahyanga. The Lord who was singular became plural, Radha Krishna, again he became singular. But in order to show that spiritual life is full of variety, it's not one spiritual energy, he manifested the variety by coming as five. So therefore we worship the Lord in Kali Yuga with a special mantra. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasudeva Gaura Bhakti. So this mantra is very important. Although the process for the sage, Harinam, 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 Eva Kevalam, Kulua, Nashdeva, 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 Gatara, Nyatthad, is the chanting of Hare Krishna, it must be accompanied with the chanting of the Panchatattva mantra. Because you cannot understand Krishna by without the mercy of Sri Sri Gaurinitai. Therefore, Kaviraj Goswami, Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, he even goes so far as to say that those who worship Krishna separately from the mercy of Gaurinitai are demoniac mentality. Only by the mercy of Nitai, of Gaur, can we begin to fathom the confidential pastimes of Lord Gauranga. So therefore, the proper etiquette is before chanting Hare Krishna, we have to chant Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasudeva Gaura Bhaktivrinda. And this can be further analyzed that Yes, chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra is the means by which we become fully God conscious in this age. But you cannot become God conscious unless you chant Sudanam. Of course, there's always benefit in chanting, but if we want the full benefit of chanting Hare Krishna, has to be done Sudanam. It has to be done in pure chanting. There's offensive chanting, there's this clearing stage, and there's Sudanam, the pure name. So, obviously, we're not at that stage. Vishwanath Chakrabarti Thakur comments that if upon chanting the holy names, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, one's voice doesn't falter, Hare Krishna, and his tears don't come from his eyes, his sikha doesn't stand on him, it doesn't fall to the ground unconscious, that means that in that chanting one is still committing offenses. We just rattle them off every morning. First one's all I know is, last week I devoted to Right, now I'm free from the offenses. No, this is Krishna consciousness. We have to perform devotional service conscientiously. There's a difference between sadhan bhakti and prema bhakti. We're doing the same things. We're doing exactly the same activity as the liberated souls. The difference is of consciousness, the quality of consciousness. Krishna consciousness. So we have to chant the holy name in full Krishna consciousness. And then, so if that's not happening, then we can understand that we're still far from the goal. So how to become freed from the offenses, how to make our chanting acceptable by the Lord, that is the mercy of Lord Gauranga, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Lord Nityananda, Shri Advaita, Gadadhar, Shivas. So in the chanting of Hare Krishna, there's 10 offenses to be considered. But in the chanting of the Panchatattva mantra, there's no offenses. Therefore, in order to prepare ourselves, to purify ourselves, we have to chant as much as possible. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasudeva Gaura. Many times in kirtan, devotees, they just go directly, sometimes they go directly into the Maha Mantra. That's not the proper etiquette. First thing is to offer obeisances to Srila Prabhupada, who by his divine mercy has bestowed this King of Mantras, Maha Mantra, the seed of love of God to all of us. He has brought that. So first in kirtan, we must begin. Namo Vishnu Badaya Krishna Vistaya Bhutale Shimati Bhakti Vedanta Swamaniti Nami. Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pacharani Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Prasna. If you get a gift and you don't acknowledge it, don't expect any more gifts. So we have to constantly acknowledge the mercy, the constant mercy of Srila Prabhupada upon us in the form of this chanting, Hare Krishna. He has given us, he's guiding us in this chanting. This chanting will take us to his lotus feet in the spiritual world. So first we offer obeisances to the spiritual master, but then we don't directly, sometimes the devotees go right into the Hare Krishna mantra. No. But so the etiquette is, then we chant Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasudeva Gaura. We can approach Radha Krishna with the mercy of Gaur-Nitai, because this chanting is Radha and Krishna are there. Hare Krishna and Hare is Radharani. First we approach the energy of the Lord before approaching the Lord. My dear Hare, Hara, Radharani, please engage me in the service of Krishna. So this is the proper etiquette in approaching the Lord. Dasana, das, 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 das. Many times removed. Then we, that mood of humility, we can get the mercy. So we have to chant this mantra a lot. Actually nowadays, you don't hear devotees chanting so much. They chant it, if they chant it, they chant it once and then they go into the, wait. I remember the kirtans in Mayapur. Prabhupada was here. There's so much. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nitya. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasari Gaur. And then, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates are very merciful, they don't accept any offenses, but they simply accept our service. So if they were to accept our offenses, no one in Kali Yuga would be delivered. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come specifically to deliver the most fallen. In fact, it was the plea of Advaita Acharya that caused the Lord to descend to deliver the people of the sage. For different reasons that Krishna appears, and sometimes there's many reasons, but combined together they invoke the presence of the Lord. So, Sri Advaita Acharya, he appeared before Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And just like we learn in the Krishna book, that Brahma appealed to the Lord to appear because no one else could save the earth. Bhumi was crying, so no one else could do it but Krishna. So Krishna said, all right, before I appear, I order all my devotees and my demigods to appear in Braja, to take birth, demigods, gopis, gopas, everybody just all took their birth, and the scene was set, you know, then the jewel came in. Just like you make a ring, you put all the valuable jewels and you make it, and then you put in the principal jewel. So the jewel-like devotees, they all appeared, and then the main jewel was set. The main actor came into the stage. So Advaita Acharya, he appeared before the Lord. That's why you see him as an old, apparently old, it's a spiritual body, but it appears like that. And he prepared everything. When Sri Advaita Acharya appeared, Navadvipa was devoid of bhakti. And sometimes devotees, they wonder, how is it that the Dham appears to become, you know, full of people who are so fallen? That the Dham is Krishna's abode. How is it that we see irreligious activity going on, you know, people adverse to devotional service going there? Why is this? It's just like a candle. If you put a candle up, then the closest place to the flame is dark. It's like that sometimes. There's a candle there. So you look around the candle, you see there's light everywhere, but the place closest to the candle is not very much light. So it may appear to our external vision like that, that the Dham becomes a place, you know, Krishna consciousness is going on better in some places than there. But this is only our external vision. But actually, when Advaita Acharya appeared, you couldn't hear the name of Krishna. In Navadvip, in Mayapur, that eternal Dham of the Lord, people who nobody was practicing devotional service. It was full of Mayavadis, yogis, logicians. So he said, how will all the sinful people of this age be delivered? These are the people that are meant to guide them. These are the sadhus, but they have no Krishna consciousness. So how they will guide everyone? So he screamed. He took a shalagram, he worshipped it with Ganges and Tulsi, and he screamed out, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu! You have to come now. He's the devotee, so Krishna heard that screaming. We also call out, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Hare 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 Ram Hare. And then we're not making any advancement. We're wondering what's going on. But it's like if I say, you know, Mr. Yankovic should come here. Well, anyway, he'll come because we'll take somebody else. Yasoda Dula. Yasoda Dula, come here. Yasoda, can you come here right now? So he's busy with something. So he's thinking, you know, well, it's not so serious. You know. Yasoda, come here, please. Come immediately. Help! Whoa!
He's there in a second.
Uh-oh. So Krishna's in the spiritual world. He's very busy. He's enjoying chanting the pastime of his devotees, and you're chanting, oh, you're falling asleep in your rounds, you're chanting and thinking of, you know, probably one time to a devotee, you know. You're worshiping the deity, but you're thinking of sex. And the devotee turned bright red. You know, I don't know if he's actually speaking about that devotee, but that devotee, the weight problem was very heavy. He said, we cannot serve the deity like this. You know, that is not Krishna consciousness to think of something mundane while serving the Lord. That is not Krishna consciousness. You know, so we're chanting and so many things are going through our mind, right? You know, who's going to give class today? And maybe I won't go. And anyway, I got some business to do today. And what about my wife? And what about my future? What about my will? And what about that football game in 1964 between the San Francisco 49ers and the LA Rams? And well, that was good. Wyatt Tittle threw that pass and getting our dinner. How do you go? I know. No, Prabhupada said, when you chant, you just hear the Maha Mantra. They ask for, should we think of Krishna's pastime? No, you hear, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Later on, those thoughts will come in a pure, unconditional, uncontaminated way. Just hear the Maha Mantra. But our chanting is, you know, otherwise. But if we can chant like that, one time in Boston, Bhakta Michael, he asked Srila Prabhupada, Swamiji, what is Hare Krishna, Hare always Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, right? You know, what does it mean anyway? So how many definitions has Prabhupada given of chanting the Hare Krishna mantra? So many definitions he's given. This chanting is like the cry of a baby for its mother. You know what he said in 1969 in Boston? Prabhupada looked at Bhakta Michael and he said, this chanting, what does it mean? My friend, my friend, my friend. The devotee is calling, my friend, Krishna. So when we call out like that, Janma Shraya Shruti Shribir Eridama Manapapa Navehatya Vidatum Bhai Tamakinshna Gocharam. When one calls out to Krishna helplessly, without taking shelter of anything else, calling out to the Lord in full sincerity, just like Draupadi. She was holding on with one hand, then all right, Hare Krishna. And then Dushushan, he couldn't do anything. Just pulling and pulling, and reams of saris were coming from Krishna. So we call, raise our hands in the air. One time a devotee asked, why are Gornitai like this? Because probably that's how you're supposed to chant. Full surrender. This is a sign of surrender. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama. Nadhanana janana sundarim kavicham va jagadisha kamare mama janmani janmani ishvare bhavata bhakti haitaki toye. My Lord, Hare Krishna, I have no desire to accumulate wealth. Neither do I want any number. I do enjoy beautiful women. I don't want pratishta. I don't want name or fame. I only want your causeless devotional service, birth after birth. Hare Krishna, my friend. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare. And then Krishna will notice and come to that today. So that was the nature of the cry of Advaita Acharya. Advaita Acharya, I probably said in the purport, he's introducing this concept of this understanding of devotional service. We're not approaching the Lord with any furtive desire. Gimme, gimme, gimme. We don't want to merge into the Lord's existence. We don't want mystic power. We only want devotional service, birth after birth. This principle was taught by the Acharya. This is the real meaning of Acharya, who gives this pure concept. Sabai Pumshan Pada Dhano Yato Bhaktara Doksaji Ahaitukiya Patiyata Yayatma Supasidati. The supreme occupation for all men is that by which they can attain to unalloyed, uninterrupted, pure devotional service of the Lord. Unmotivated, uninterrupted service. Yayatma Supasidati. Only such service will satisfy the soul. So Advaita Acharya, when he called out to Krishna, Krishna heard his prayer. By the mercy of Advaita Acharya, the Lord, he appeared, along with the members of the Panchatattva. Because he appeared a little earlier, he was older, so actually Chaitanya Mahaprabhu considered him his superior. This always used to bother Advaita Acharya. Seniority has been explained, you know, how do we determine seniority? Mm-hmm. by one's initiation, time in the movement, responsibilities, success in service, Krishna consciousness. Advaita Acharya was senior by birth, but actually he considered himself to be the servant. So it was very uncomfortable when the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would address him as a senior. He wanted to be treated as a servant, not the master. So actually one day Advaita Acharya went to a Mayavadi lecture. He went to hear from the Mayavadi, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard that, he became furious. He dragged him and beat him. Boom, boom, you rascal. You might not be going to hear from the Mayavadi. And what was Advaita Acharya doing? Hari Bo, Hari Bo. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is now treating me as, you know, his follower rather than a, well, this interesting pastime. But this was his desire to show as a Acharya the principle of devotional service. We are eternally the infinitesimal parts and parcels of the Lord, and we become disconnected from Krishna. So Advaita Acharya is teaching us the glories of devotional service to God. Not to become God, but to become a servant of God. When you speak about love of God, people, oh, to become a servant? Nobody wants to be servant in this age, because when you serve somebody now, in mundane society, you always get exploited. When you serve, you become exploited by somebody else. So when people hear about service to God, they become disinclined. But Prabhupada, he also introduced how the sublime concept of service. And Prabhupada first went to India, some sannyasis went with him. And the sannyasis were accustomed to being served. So when they got to India, then the first day it came time for someone to cook. But the sannyasis, oh, you cook, no. You cook, you know, you cook, and nobody cooked. I'm a Maharaj. You know. So then they were going hungry. Nobody was going to cook. And Prabhupada found out, oh, they're going hungry? So then he cooked. And they were all very embarrassed. No, Prabhupada is cooking prasadam for us. But Prabhupada introduced that sublime principle of devotional service. How nice it is to be the servitor rather than the served. This is our eternal constitutional position. So this concept was shown in many ways by Advaita Acharya. So this is a very auspicious day, and everyone should chant more and more if possible. Chant more rounds, have more kirtan, and then tonight we'll come together and we'll have kirtan, and then we'll read more about the glories of Sri Advaita Acharya. Shri Advaita Acharya Prabhu ki, Shri Panchatattva ki, Shri Shri Gornitai ki, Shri Prabhupada ki, Gaur Premanandi. Hare Krishna.